Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And Jay Binkley and Momo's Cake.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get to Momo's Cake in a little bit.
Momo!
Because we'll do Smash or Pass. I am on record, and I don't know how many people I am in favor with. I don't like that the Chiefs have to play on Christmas Day. And I know that everybody in my ear, Bob Fesco included, get used to it, Dustin, because they're going to be good.
I don't
and
call
they're gonna...
you Dustin.
I know.
I've never heard that. I like it, though.
Dustin!
Yeah.
That's and why I don't call you Dustin.
That's fair. And I'm just not a fan of it. I don't need it necessarily.
Okay, so hang on a second
there. Yeah.
I think we're going to be talking about two different things. Do we need this Christmas Day game? I'm with you. I don't need it.
I don't care if it's Philadelphia and Green Bay. I don't care if it's Buffalo and Detroit. I don't need Christmas Day games. Like, I'm one of those guys. I tend to like, you
now
know.
What if it's on a Sunday?
Maybe in the evening.
Okay.
But we only need one.
Okay.
Have it be the, you know, the one game that day.
Load up and everybody plays Christmas Eve.
But I understand, yeah, like, the Sunday is the anomaly because everybody plays on Sundays. But again, like, this was Mad Dog Russo's angry rant on First Take about Christmas Day games.
NFL eventually going to stop with this never-ending quest to make as much money as possible.
No.
They have ruined my Christmas.
Oh, Lord.
They ruined it.
I thought you
they put the games on Netflix, okay? They got the two games on Netflix with the Baltimore-Houston game preceded by the Chiefs in Pittsburgh. The game started at 1 o'clock. Now, I am Scrooge. I'm the Grinch. I get it. But even I got to open up a gift at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I can't watch the football games because you need a night game. And you got the two-day games. And you know why they did this? Because it's Netflix. It's a global network.
Yeah.
So they want to make sure somebody in Rome can see the Houston,
right,
Pittsburgh, Kansas City game in prime time. So they care more about the fans in Rome than they do in, obviously, Kansas City at the noontime kickoff on Christmas Day. Clark Hunt can't game of the game. He's got to go to church. I mean, how in the world do you do this? You put two games on Netflix, the NFL. You put them at 1 and 4:30 in the afternoon, right in the middle of the day of Christmas.
Yes.
There is no game at night. I cannot kick back. I cannot take my gummy.
That's
I cannot have my chocolate milk. And I can't sit on Wednesday night because you put the games on in the afternoon, which means I'm not going to eat dinner. I'm not going to open up a gift. And I'm going to sit in front of a TV set with an eggnog at 1:20, which is inconvenience to me because you're taking care of somebody in Rome or Paris or Pakistan. Nobody cares.
I disagree with that. Okay, so there's a couple of things. I don't disagree. Like, have a night game. Like, if you would have started at 3 and 7, that's probably better.
Much more reasonable.
Yes. Much more reasonable.
Noon?
Right? Yeah.
Noon.
Yeah. It's interesting. Noon. I wonder why. But then we go to the globalization of where the NFL is, and I'm going to talk a little logic and boring you for a second here with this. But when we were in Europe this summer, there were only two streaming services that worked in Europe: Amazon and Netflix.
Right.
Where is the NFL streaming? Amazon and Netflix. Where are we playing games? Germany, Spain, England, right? Where did I meet my friends that were in the parking lot a year ago? Where are they from? Chiefs fans in Venice, Italy, right? So they're talking about globalization of this. And so when we got back from Europe, I'm like, oh, if the NFL does any more deals with anybody, it's definitely going to be on Netflix because you can get it around the world. And that's what they're trying to do. The NFL has realized, and I hate to say this because it is what it is, but they believe that they've already conquered the United States. We own the United States of America. Now it's on to the world, and we're going to try to conquer the world. And I believe they want to see themselves bigger than EPL, bigger than soccer, bigger than, you know, everything that, you know, is played on a global level. The NFL wants to be there. They want to be that global leader. And so Russo, in his rant, actually does make a lot of sense because the noon game does suck. It should be a night game. But the problem is we think locally, not globally. The NFL is thinking globally. A noon game here is 6 p.m. in Rome, as he said, right? So people there are going to watch the game, and you're going to have an opportunity to expand your brand in places where your brand isn't as big as the United States. And I know,
yeah, let's take care of others before ourselves.
Well, but they believe, and they will tell you, we've done all we can in the United States. There's not much more money we can get out of the United States. So now we have to go globally. And that's ultimately, in my opinion, what kills the NFL. The Midas touch, as we talk about, you know, Midas touched everything. It turned to gold. All of a sudden, there's nobody else left because everybody's turned to gold. And so that's kind of where the NFL is headed with this. And it Midas tied, named after the magician Midas. And so that's where the NFL is right now. Like, they got to be careful because they're going to push it a little bit too far. But I will also tell Russo, like, if it doesn't work for your schedule, don't watch it, right? Does Netflix put these games up afterwards? I would imagine, right? Maybe you want to check it out later and whatnot. But if it doesn't work into your schedule, you don't have to watch the game. Especially, I think he's a Jet fan. Your team ain't playing.
But he's also a national sports radio or TV host.
You think
well.
Think he's going to be working Christmas week? I'm just asking that question, Alan.
But I mean, we had the conversation earlier where it's like, yeah, it's Thursday Night Football. Like, I got to watch it. It's like, it's not my team, but their team's in my division.
Yeah.
And it's going to be talked about tomorrow. And I'd look like an ass if it was like, did you see that Herbert throw on 3rd and 10? You're saying he didn't have that moment of that game? No.
No, but this is also a busy time of the year where everybody's got things going on. You know, we had our party last night,
sticky.
Things going on tonight. You know, people got a lot going on at this time. And for the next 12 days, the NFL will have 9 of those days filled with some sort of football.
All right.
I wonder, that should have been the poll question. Christmas Day, yay or nay with these games.
Yeah, I agree. I would like to see what people think.
Tomorrow, too, as well, and put that up there. Me, personally, I don't. My wife is the bigger Christmas fan than I am. That's her side of the family.
I love it.
She takes over. She goes, sorry, Mom, we're watching the game. She's the one who leads the charge in our house. Chiefs are playing. Everything else is shut down that day. She don't care if it's Christmas, New Year's, my birthday. It doesn't matter. We're watching that damn game. And her mother's the same way, too. Hell, my mother's the same way. Chiefs are playing at noon. Sorry, we're doing it. You know, so I see both sides of it. And it's nice to have the opportunity. But the more I think about it with Russo, start him at 3-6 or something like that later in the day. I don't have a problem with that.
All right, Mac, the floor is yours.
Smash.
All right. This is my mother's famous gooey butter cake.
What makes it famous?
It's just famous within the family. She makes it for every occasion, graduation, birthdays, holidays, anything that happens that's big. There's going to be a gooey butter cake involved.
The problem for me is it originated in St. Louis, and that town blows. I'm going to try the gooey butter cake on the camera, and let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Yeah,
don't fake it.
Yeah. I can't fake that smile.
Yeah. Momo's cake's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like a donut.
I'm a fat kid. Yeah. You know, like, there's a fat child in me. Well, always will be. Uh-huh. And you just gave him, you know, a little fatness to love up.
Yeah, this is money.
Yeah.
It's good, man. It's and sugar, baby.
Look at that beautiful cross section.
Oh, that's good.
Nice and incorporated.
Mm. Does Momo sell these nationwide?
Oh, Momo would make them for you anytime you'd want.
I can't wait till you whisper in my ear and say, I'll be right back. I'll use the restroom. You're going to lose that cake.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, he's got the rest of that cake. What are you going to do with that rest of that cake? We're not putting it out for anybody.
No, this is
ours.
Yeah, they left Jefferson Wings over there for us at 2 o'clock yesterday. Yeah,
thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So I take it easy over there, bud. We need you here. Ooey gooey butter cake. Smash. Not even close. Smash.
Smash.
Yeah. Thank you to Mac's mother for this. Very nice gesture to cook a whole entire cake just for this segment.
She cooked one for my little sister, and she cooked another one, and I was like, oh, I could bring some of this. She's like, no, you're bringing the whole thing. That's for everyone.
So. Not any sugar in there at all. That's awesome.
Exactly. Very healthy.
Oh, it's delicious.
Now you need like a cup of coffee and a cig.
I mean, that is a cup of coffee type of cake.
Yeah.
He just turned into the guy from Saw. Bob.
We've all been given a second chance of getting fat again.
But you saw the smile that I had, right? It was so genuine. Natural. It was so good. I haven't smiled like that since yesterday.
It's really good. A damn Parliament Light and a cup of black coffee. If anybody wants to drop that off,
man, that is forever. That is some good cake, man.
Holy Lord.